There's a nice sit over about Rav Moshe Landinsky. He was a Reshiva in Radin and known as a tremendous Baki in Shas, a Mamish knew Shas cold. And he was friendly with our Sameach, who also was a Baki Nifl in Shas. And they used to test each other on Shas, asking each other questions and Bekirstik the questions to see how well they knew Shas. And so the Maaseh goes that our Sameach once asked Rav Moshe Landinsky to be Mazbitim Shat and Gemara Nida. The Gemara Daf Chaf and Beis Nida brings out a Maaseh about Rava. The Rava was a big Baki in seeing Dam Nida and knowing which Dam, what type of Dam was, whether it was Dam Nida or not. And Ifra Hormiz heard about this and she wanted to test Rava to see how great his Bekias was in seeing Dam. So she sent to him, to Rava, 60 different types of Dam to see if Rava can identify them. So Gemara says, Ibn Chaf and Beis Nida, Ifra Hormiz, Ime de Shvar Malka, the mother of Shvar Malka, Shadra Dam al-Kamei de Rava. She sent the Dam in front of Rava, Habi Yosef Rav Avadi Kamei. At that time, Rav Avadi was sitting in front of Rava. So he smelled the dam. Amrle, hi dam chimudu. This one is dam chimud, and he went through all the different minei damim. He told the shliach what each dam was, except for the last one, the 60th type of dam. Rava didn't know what it was because it happened to be dam kinim. It was not dam from a person. So Gemara says of the last one, so it was dam kinim hava v'layada istay milsa, but there is a special hashkocha v'yav shadalas rikusa. The Mikla Kalmi, he sent a present to Ifra Hormiz. He felt it's appropriate to send some type of present to be Machshover, and he sent her this comb, which is used to comb the lice. When she got it, Amr Yudai B'tavna Dibi Yasvisu. She was Nispal, and she thought the Rabbi sent this as a hint that the last one was Dam Kinim, and that was done by Hashkacha, and therefore she was Nispal that he even knew that this last Dam was Dam from Kinim. And the way she figured that out is from the fact that Rabbi sent her this comb. So the question is, in fact, the Arsameach, to Moshe Landinsky, he says, what? The Gemara says this whole Maisa, and then the Gemara mentions, Agav, the while this happened, Havi Yosef Rav Avadia Kamer. Rav Avadia was sitting in front of Rava while this story happened, while he passed on the types of, different types of Dam. And he says, what is the purpose of the Gemara saying that? Why is it important to know that Rav Avadia was sitting in front of him? If the Gemara mentions that, obviously, that it has to have some Shaykhs to the Maisa. The Gemara is not just telling us a random fact that Rav Avadia was there. Taisus in Avodah Zarah says, whenever it says somebody was Yosef Kamer, it must be that there is some reason for that. He has to be adding something. So usually he'll add something to the Maisa, he'll say something, but over here, nothing happened at all. He didn't say anything. The Gemara just mentions that Rav Avadia was there. So L'chair, it's Tamua. Why is the Gemara mentioned that Rav Avadia was sitting in front of him, in front of Rava? L'chair has absolutely nothing to do with the whole Maisa. That was the question that Rav Simcha asked the Moshe Landinsky, and he wanted him to answer a P.A. Gemara somewhere else in Shas. And the Sameach told him the answer, his public answer, I'll PR Sugya here in Barbasa, Daf Chavez Manaf. The Gemara says on the top of the Amid that it says, that when, even though you can have other people come to a city and sell their schar there, but if it's Reichlin HaMachzim Bayaris, they are able to come. The special hat for Reichlin, they could come from a different city to sell their schar because they want to make sure that there are tachshitim from Dais Yisrael. So the Reichlin were people who sold different things that women would need, whether it's makeup or combs or anything to help them beautify themselves. So for that, it would be mutter for them to come, even though they're coming from a different city. But then the Gemara says, "Bahani mila duri." That's only to walk around. Avalak vui lo. They can't be kaveh their store in a different city. They could just be mechazer and be mesavah the mavayis, as Rashi says. But it's like the Gemara, it's tzuvim rabbanon who I feel like vui nami. But if it's a tzuvim rabbanon, then he could even be kaveh. Rashi says the tard regius of la'archel adui I feel like vui nami. Then he could be kaveh as makom because it's going to shter his learning to have to run around. So it's tzuvim rabbanon who's a reichel could even be kaveh. The Gemara brings raya ki hold the rava shari lulu rabbi yeshiv or the rabbi vadia like vui de loke hilchasa. Like we find the rava allowed rabbi yeshiv and rabbi vadia to be kaveh and to sell this chari de loke hilchasa. My time I came to rabbanon also tard megirsayu. So, being that there were Reichlim and there were Talmid Chachamim, they were allowed to go to a different city, even to be Kaveya, in order that they shouldn't be shared from the learning to be Mechazer, to have to go around to different places. So, what do we see from the Gemara here? We see that Rav Avadia was a Reichel. He was a Reichel. He used to sell different things that the women needed to beautify themselves, and one of those things was Mistama, a comb. And therefore, Zakhtar Mer Simcha, that's what the Gemara Nida is hinting to. The Gemara is saying the Rav sent this Ifra Harm as a comb. And the question is, what's Rav doing with a comb? Why would Rav happen to have a comb on him when Ifra Harm is, you know, when the Shulch came from Ifra Harmas, where did he get it from? So for that reason, the Gemara mentions that Yasser Rav Avadia Kamei. Rav Avadia was there at that time. He was sitting with Rav, and Rav Avadia was a Reichel who used to go to cities and sell his Chayra, the Tachshitei Anashim. And he did it in Eifun Lakvui because he was also learning. He didn't want to, shouldn't be shared from his from his learning. So he had his bag of his schara that he used to sell to the women. Now he went to the Beis Medrash in front of Rava. So being that he had his bag with him of the Tachshit HaNashim, he mistame had a comb there, and that's how Rava was able to get a comb and send it to, for Harmas. And that's why the Gemara over here and the Gemara over there, Nida Daf Chaf, mentions that Ravadi was sitting kameh to Bavar, and how is it the Rava had a comb? And the Gemara was alluding to our sugya over here that says that Rava, that Rabbi Vadia was a Reichel, a Mechazer Bayaris, and he had his combs with him, and for that reason, Rava was able to send it. That was an unbelievable Bekiah, so Amir Simcha, a beautiful Pshat, to be Mazad the Gemara Nida based on the Gemara over here.